Well, good afternoon. Once again, it is May 29, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Sorry about this morning. I know many of you all tuned in at that time, and it froze or something along those lines, and so I'm hoping that it doesn't do the same. I'm over at the church now, hopefully a little bit more stable internet, so I do apologize for the mess up today. But happy Memorial Day. Thank you to everybody who participated in this morning's festivities up at up in Eastford, and trust that you're taking the time today to remember those fallen soldiers who gave their lives for our freedom, and so praise God for them. But today on May 29th, Memorial Day, we're going to pick up in Deuteronomy 2, Psalm 83 and 84, Isaiah 30, and then we are going to finish out with the book of Jude, chapter 1, the only chapter that there is. So let's get into the word today. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Then we turned and set out for the wilderness by the way to the Red Sea, as the Lord spoke to me, and circled Mount Seir for many days. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, "You have circled this mountain long enough. Now turn north and command the people, saying, 'You will pass through the territory of your brothers, the sons of Esau, who live in Seir, and they will be afraid of you. So be careful, do not provoke them, for I will not give you any of their land, even as little as a footstep, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau as a possession. You shall buy food from them with money so that you may eat, and you shall also purchase water from them with money so that you may drink. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all that you have done. He has known your wanderings through the great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you, and you have not lacked a thing. So we passed beyond our brothers, the sons of Esau, who lived in Seir, away from the Arabah road, away from Eloth and from Ezion-Geber, and we turned and passed through by the way of the wilderness of Moab. Then the Lord said to me, 'Do not harass Moab, nor provoke them to war, for I will not give you any of their land as possession, because I have given Ar to the sons of Lot as a possession.' And the Ammim lived there formerly as people as great, numerous, and as tall as the Anakim. Like the Anakim, they are also regarded as Rephaim, but the Moabites call them Ammim. The Horites formerly lived in Seir, but the sons of Esau dispossessed them and destroyed them from before them and settled in their place, just as Israel did to the land of the possession which the Lord gave to them. Now arise and cross over the brook Zered yourselves.' And so we crossed over the brook Zered. Now the time that it took for us to come from Kadesh Barnea until we crossed over the brook Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war perished from within the camp, as the Lord had sworn to them. Moreover, the hand of the Lord was against them to destroy them from within the camp until they all perished. And so it came about, when all the men of war had finally perished from among the people, that the Lord spoke to me, saying, 'Today you shall cross over the border of Moab. When you come opposite the sons of Ammon, do not harass them nor provoke them, for I will not give you any of the land of the sons of Ammon as a possession, because I have given it to the sons of Lot as a possession. It is also regarded as the land of Rephaim, for Rephaim formerly lived in it, but the Ammonites called them Zamzumzin, a people as great, numerous, and tall as the Anakim, but the Lord destroyed them before them. And they dispossessed them and settled in their place, just as he did for the sons of Esau, who lived in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites from before them. They dispossessed them and settled in their place even to this day. And the Avim, who lived in the villages as far as Gaza, the Kaphtorim, who came from Kaphtor, destroyed them and lived in their place. Arise, set out, and pass through the valley of Arnon. Look, I have given Sihon, the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land into your hand. Begin to take possession and contend with them in battle. This day I will begin to put the dread and fear of you upon the peoples everywhere under the heavens, who, when they hear the report of you, will tremble and be in anguish because of you. So I sent messengers from the wilderness of Kedemoth to Sihon, king of Heshbon, with words of peace, saying, 'Let me pass through your land. I will travel only on the highway. I will not turn aside to the right or to the left. You will sell me food for money so that I may eat, and give me water for money so that I might drink. Only let me pass through on foot, just as the sons of Esau who lived in Seir, and the Moabites who lived in Ar did for me, until I cross over the Jordan into the land which the Lord our God has given to us. But Sihon king of Heshbon was not willing for us to pass through this land, for the Lord your God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate in order to deliver him into your hand, as he is today. And the Lord said to me, See, I have begun to deliver Sihon and his land over to you. Begin to occupy, that you may possess his land. Then Sihon with all of his people came out to meet us in battle at Jahaz, and the Lord our God delivered him over to us, and we defeated him with his sons and all of his people. And so we captured all his cities at the time, and utterly destroyed the animals as our booty, and the spoil of the cities which we had captured, from Aor, which is on the edge of the valley of Arnon, and from the city which is in the valley even to Gilead. There was no city that was too high for us. The Lord our God delivered all over to us. Only you did not go near to the land of the sons of Ammon, all along the river Jabbok, in the cities of the hill country, and wherever the Lord our God had commanded us. That was Deuteronomy chapter 2. I see that there's not two, maybe one person here. I hope that it's working well. If it is, if you could leave a comment. I don't see any comments yet. Again, I should have said at the beginning that if you left a comment on the last one, to make sure to leave a comment on this one, because I'm not going to see it if you don't do otherwise. But let's move on over to Psalm 83. Psalm 83 and 84 this morning. Psalm 83, a song of Asaph. O God, do not remain quiet, do not be silent, and O God, do not be still. For behold, your enemies make an uproar, and those who hate you have exalted themselves. They make shrewd plans against your people and conspire together against your treasured ones. They have said, Come, let us wipe them out as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more. For they have conspired together with one mind. Against you they make a covenant. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarites, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre. Assyria also is joined with them, and they have become to a help to the children of Lot. Deal with them as with Midian, as with Sisera and Jabin at the torrent of Kishon, who were destroyed at Endor, who became as dung for the ground. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, and all their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, Let us possess for ourselves the pasture of our God. O my God, make them like the whirling dust, like chaff before the wind, like fire that burns the forest, and like a flame that sets the mountain on fire. And so pursue them with your tempest, and terrify them with your storm. Fill their faces with dishonor, that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and dismayed forever, and let them be humiliated and perish, that they may know that you alone, whose name is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. Psalm 84. For the choir director on the Gittith, a psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord of hosts! My soul longed and even yearned for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. The bird also has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. How blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. How blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The early rain also covers it with blessings, and they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God, and look upon your face, the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand outside. And I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. And the Lord gives grace and glory. And no good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in you. That was Psalm 83 and 84. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30. Well, sorry about that. Woe to the rebellious children, declares the Lord, who execute a plan, but not mine, and make an alliance, but not of my spirit, in order to add sin to sin, who proceed down to Egypt without consulting me, to take refuge in the safety of Pharaoh, and to seek shelter in the shadow of Egypt. And therefore the safety of Pharaoh will be your shame, and the shelter of the shadow of Egypt your humiliation. For their princes are at Zoan, and their ambassadors arrive at Hanes. Everyone who will be ashamed because of the people who cannot profit them, who are not for help or profit, but for shame and also for reproach. the oracle concerning the beasts of the Negev, through a land of distress and anguish, from where come lionesses and lion and viper and flying serpent. They carry their riches on the backs of young donkeys and their treasures on camel's humps to people who cannot profit them, even Egypt, whose help is vain and empty. And therefore I have called her Rahab, who has been exterminated. Now go, write it on a tablet before them, and inscribe it on a scroll, that it may serve in the time to come as a witness forever. For this is a rebellious people, false sons, sons who refuse to listen to the instructions of the Lord, who say to the seers, you must not see visions, and to the prophets, you must not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us pleasant words, prophesy illusions. Get out of the way, turn aside from the path, let us hear no more about the Holy One of Israel. And therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, since you have rejected this word, and have put your trust in oppression and guile, and have reviled on them, therefore this iniquity will be to you like a breach about to fall, a bulge in a high wall, whose collapse comes suddenly in an instant, whose collapse is like the smashing of a potter's jar, so ruthlessly shattered that a shrewd will not be found among its pieces, to take fire from a hearth, or to scoop water from a cistern. For thus the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, in repentance and rest you will be saved, in quietness and trust in your strength. But you were not willing, and you said, no, for we will flee on horses, and therefore you shall flee, and we will ride on swift horses, and therefore those who pursue you shall be swift. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one man. You will flee at the threat of five, until you are left as a flag on a mountaintop and as a signal on a hill. And therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who long for him. O people in Zion, inhabitants in Jerusalem, you will weep no longer. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. Although the Lord has given you bread of privation and water of oppression, he, your teacher, will no longer hide himself, but your eyes will behold your teacher. Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way. Walk in it, whenever you turn to the right or to the left. And you will defile your graven images overlaid with silver, and your molten images plated with gold. You will scatter them as an impure thing, and say to them, be gone. Then he will give you rain for your seed, which you will sow on the ground, and bread from the yield of the ground, and it will be rich and plenteous. On that day your livestock will graze in a roomy pasture. Also the oxen and the donkey which work the ground will eat salted fodder, which has been winnowed with shovel and fork. On every lofty mountain and on every high hill there will be streams running with water on the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. The light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be seven times brighter, like the light of 7 days, on the day the Lord binds up the fracture of his people and heals the bruise of his inflicted. Behold, the name of the Lord comes from a remote place, burning in his anger and dense in his smoke. His lips are filled with indignation, and his tongue is like a consuming fire. His breath is like an overflowing torrent which reaches to the neck, to shake the nations back and forth in a sea, and to put in the jaws of the people the bridle which leads to ruin. You will have songs as in the night when you keep the festival, and gladness on the heart as when one marches to the sound of the flute, to go to the mountain, to the Lord, to the rock of Israel. And the Lord will cause his voice of authority to be heard, and the descending of his arm to be seen in fierce anger, and his flame of a consuming fire, in cloudburst, downpour, and hailstone. For at the voice of the Lord Assyria will be terrified, when he strikes with the rod, and every blow of the rod of the punishment which the Lord will lay on him will be with the music of tambourines and lyres, and in battle, brandishing weapons, he will fight them. For Topheth has long been ready. Indeed, it has been prepared for the king. He has made it deep and large, a pyre of fire with plenty of wood, the breath of the Lord, like a torrent of brimstone set afire. That was Isaiah chapter 30. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to start and finish the book of Jude. Yet another short book of scripture here at the end of the New Testament, and then we start the book of Revelation tomorrow, Lord willing. Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are the called, beloved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, may mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was making every effort to write to you about our common salvation, I felt it necessary to write to you, appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all handed down to the saints. For certain persons have crept in unnoticed, those who were long beforehand marked out for this condemnation, ungodly persons who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I desire to remind you, though you know all things once for all, that the Lord, after saving a people out of the land of Egypt, subsequently destroyed those who did not believe, and angels who did not keep their own domain, but abandoned their proper abode. He has kept in eternal bonds under darkness for the judgment of the great day, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, since they, in the same way as these, indulged in gross immorality and went after strange flesh, are exhibited as an example in undergoing the punishment of eternal fire. And yet, in the same way, these men also, by dreaming, defile the flesh and reject authority and revile angelic majesties. But Michael the archangel, when he disputed with the devil and argued about the body of Moses, did not dare pronounce against him a railing judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these men revile the things which they do not understand, and the things which they know by instinct, like unreasoning animals. By these things they are destroyed. Woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain, and for pay they have rushed headlong into the error of Balaam, and perished into the rebellion of Korah. These are the men who are hidden reeves in your love feasts, when they feast with you without fear, caring for themselves, clouds without water, carried about by winds, autumn trees without fruit, doubly dead, uprooted, wild waves of the sea, casting up their own shame like foam, wandering stars for whom the black darkness has been reserved forever. It was also about these men that Enoch, in the seventh generation from Adam, prophesied, saying, "Behold, the Lord came with many thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to convict all the ungodly of all their ungodly deeds which they have done in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are the grumblers, finding fault, following after their own lusts. They speak arrogantly, flattering people for the sake of gaining of advantage. But you, beloved, ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they were saying to you, 'In the last time there will be mockers, following after their own ungodly lusts.' These are the ones who cause division, worldly-minded, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. And have mercy on some who are doubting, save others, snatching them out of the fire. And on some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment polluted by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to make you stand in the presence of his glory blameless with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now, and forever. Amen." And amen indeed. That was yet another book of Scripture, the book of Jude. That's great. We start the last book of the New Testament tomorrow, Revelation, and we will start that, and then we will have read through all of the New Testament so far in the year in just a couple short days. And so that's an awesome thing. But because of the goof this morning, I would ask that you watch this video again, the whole thing, and leave a comment or a reaction so that I can keep track of everything as usual. And so even if you watch, I know it only like went supposedly for like a minute and a half. It was recording here, but it didn't come through on the other end, but leave a comment, leave a reaction as usual, and I'll be sure to mark that down. But thanks again. Hope you're having a great Memorial Day, and Lord willing, I'll see you in the morning. Let's pray. Lord in heaven, I thank you so much for this day that you've given to us. Indeed, Lord, we thank you for those men and women who have given their lives for the cost of freedom that we enjoy here in the United States. And Lord, we remember them today, and we praise you for them, and we praise you so much, God, for our great nation. Just pray, God, that you would shed your grace upon us, Lord, as that old hymn says. Lord, give us a good day in you, Lord, a good remainder of the day. Lord, I thank you so much, Lord, for being able to read through this word twice today. And Lord, your word never returns void, obviously. Lord, you knew that I needed to read these texts twice, and so, Lord, I thank you for that. And so, Lord, use it in my heart first and foremost, and indeed those who are reading along. We love you and we praise you. Give us a good rest of the day. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Bye now.